This is the moment Rosa Barriga Barriga saw her sister and her adult children for the first time in a really long time.
Mi niña, mi hermana, hermana mía.
You can hear the moderator of the event ask, how long has it been since you've seen each other? Rosa's sister told her, 24 years. And in front of this big room surrounded by family, Rosa turned to her children. My daughter, she yells.
Ay, un tarorito, Antonio, un tar... ¿Quién es este chiquillo?
Antonio, who is this kid? Rosa asks. I don't recognize you anymore, my son, she says. Every one of the more than 30 families at this event had emotional reunions like this. There were a lot of kids and grown adults breaking down at the sight of their parents. Most of these families hadn't seen each other in more than a decade, sometimes two. This reunification was made possible by the Consulate General of Mexico in Austin and the government of the state of Michoacán. This program, which is called Palomas Mensajeras, or Homing Pigeons, holds events like this all over the country. This was their first in the Austin area.
They chose Round Rock because there's a significant community from Intunzan here. And this was a very important concentration of people from Michoacán.
That's Carlos González Gutiérrez. There's this video of Beto O'Rourke that Ted Cruz tweeted not too long ago. It shows O'Rourke standing in front of a crowd of African Americans in a church in Dallas. The crowd was on their feet cheering as O'Rourke talked about what happened to Botham Jean, a black man who had been fatally shot in his own home by a white Dallas police officer.
How can we continue to lose the lives of unarmed black men in the United States?
While O'Rourke condemned the shooting and said it pointed to a larger problem that faces black people in America, Cruz has said he's weary of jumping to conclusions about what happened. In his tweet sharing the video, Cruz wrote, in Beto O'Rourke's own words, as if O'Rourke made this huge misstep. But if you talk to black voters, this wasn't a misstep. It was a breath of fresh air.
I think that he's speaking to issues that hit at the core of issues that are facing black people.
That's Latrice Cook. She's the executive director and founder of the Melge Center, which works with people who have been incarcerated.
I mean, I think we should just like open these beers, right? Okay.
Sure.
We're in East Austin. It is noon on a Friday, and we're holding beers. And I'm walking down Cesar Chavez.
I'm walking, by the way, with a guy named Coulter Sunnyville. He sent a question to our AT Explained project. Coulter's question has to do with what we're doing at the moment. I'll let him ask it, though.
Is it really legal to walk down the street with a beer in your hand, an open beer in your hand, in most of Austin's residential neighborhoods?
Coulter is pretty convinced this is something that is totally kosher in Austin, but he's not completely sure. He's been testing out his theory. This just means he walks around every once in a while with a beer in his hand. I came along one afternoon.
There is a certain amount of freedom being able to drink a beer on the street and not have to worry about it. It's great.
Okay, if you're like me, when you first heard this question, you were probably like, why would this guy think that's legal? Of course you can't just publicly consume alcohol in a neighborhood. Well, Coulter asked this question because he noticed some signs around Chacon and Cesar Chavez.
Is that one over there?
That's one over there. There's a sign right there by the tire shop.
So we walked over to it.
The sign says, no alcohol consumption on public streets, / sidewalks, and pedestrian way designated area. Open glass containers prohibited.
Right, and it's pretty big.
It's a big sign.
I can't believe I've never noticed it.
Well, once Coulter noticed it, he had one big question.
In approximately 2005, I got a little irritated.
This is Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoix.
Because many of the folks in the computer security community were criticizing election administrators for what they saw as the inadequacies in DREs or electronic voting.
Computer security experts have issues with electronic voting machines. They argue they're vulnerable to hacking. And some of these experts have been pretty vocal about their concerns. And that includes this guy, one of the many people who was irritating Dana Debevoix back in 2005.
My name is Dan Wallach. I'm a professor in the Department of Computer Science at Rice University.
After some big problems with paper ballot machines during the 2000 presidential election, voting administrators ditched paper and started using DREs, or direct recording electronic voting machines. Houston first floated the idea of switching to DREs in 2001. Wallach urged city leaders to reconsider.
And my message then was,